Direct from Orlando, it's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2015. Brought to you by Hims. Your needs are our solutions. Home of the new Smart Beetle Braille display, the Ebot video magnifier, and the Blaze ET. Visit www.hims-inc.com. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hello, everyone. Joe Steinkamp back again with the third of our three presentations from HIMSS. This time out, Dave Wilkinson is back with us to be able to talk about the Blaze ET, the Blaze EZ, and all the accessories that are involved in the Blaze line. Dave always has something interesting to say, and this presentation is no different. Hear Dave talk about color identification, OCR, and the ease of hooking up to internet radio. So, without any further ado, and thank you, HIMSS, for all your support of our Blind Bargains coverage from summer 2015, here is Dave Wilkinson.
All right. Thank you, guys. A lot of you were here earlier. Thanks for sticking around.
Yay!
Also, James McCarthy is here, the president of HIMSS. James, you want to stand up? James, I hope you actually stood up.
Here I am. So no one needs to hurt your neck, you know.
I'm like, Dave, what if he left?
Dave, I never knew your side. Thanks, Dave, for introducing me. Thank you to all of you for being here. We love doing these sessions every year. Come by the booth and, spend some time with our products. You know, we appreciate being an option for all of you to consider, and if it works for you, that's why we're here. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
James. All right, thanks for coming, James. It's very much appreciated. All right. Who in here doesn't know anything about the Blaze EZ or the ET?
I don't know about the ET.
Okay. We've got someone who doesn't know about either and someone who doesn't know about the ET. Is that right?
Yeah. You have about 6-7 hands.
Okay. Let's start from the beginning. The idea behind the Blaze product line is you've had digital book readers for a long time. You've had the BookSense, you've had competitive products, you've had products that you could put your books in the library services, that you could put documents on, and it could read them back. So that was great. But there was a format that was missing from all previous digital book readers that seemed pretty obvious to us. That format being hard copy print. It was nice to be able to read electronic books, but it would be even cooler if we could add old school hard copy print along with it. So to that end, we put a camera in the back of a digital book reader and came up with the Blaze so that you've got all the features that you would associate with a digital book reader, the ability to read barred books, Bookshare books, books from, you know, EPUB books, Microsoft Word files, text files, the ability to record. And then we have an FM radio, and then we added an internet radio, and we added Bluetooth so we could hook it up to a Bluetooth speaker, and we added a camera so you could read printed material. So that's sort of the basic concept of the Blaze. Now, we have two different models of the Blaze, and this is where life gets kind of fun.
Yeah.
We have the Blaze EZ, and if something is called the EZ, it better be easy to use, right? So, to that end, it has very few buttons. It has dedicated buttons for music, it has a dedicated button for radio, and it has a dedicated button for books, and then it has a dedicated button for scanning. So it's a very simple device. I'll pass one around in a little bit if you'd like.
Okay.
So what it can do, and it can record, and we can record in Daisy if you want. We're the only book reader that I know of. Well, I guess the FlexTalk can do that. But
yeah, but not as good as this.
But they're old. So
we're talking about the EZ?
Yeah, the EZ can record in Daisy.
Holy cow!
Record.
I'm sorry?
Bookport records too.
Yes, it'll record, and it may record in Daisy. I don't know if the Bookport does or not.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but it's old. So.
But it's so old.
It's very old.
New school, yeah. Like Daisy 3, so, 4, 5.
But yeah. So we can record in Daisy, or we can record just a straight anti-Daisy. un-Daisy.
MP3, I know we can do that.
Yeah.
Yes, and then literally all you have to do in order to make the Blaze EZ move from bit to bit is just hit my little right arrow button, and I don't have this guy hooked up to a speaker.
100% charged using battery.
But it's a pretty good speaker, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And I'm just using my right arrow, and I just move along.
Guide voice settings. Record settings.
So I'm essentially using this with just my thumb.
Yes, Bluetooth off.
I could turn Bluetooth on.
Wireless LAN are not connected.
I could connect to my phone. I've got the Blaze EZ connected to my phone.
Web radio.
I could listen to web radio, except that I'm not connected to Wi-Fi, so it wouldn't do me a whole lot of good.
Right.
And what's really cool is if I hit one of these dedicated buttons, and they're high contrast, and they're also in Braille, so if I hit M for music, it's going to bring up...
Four season.
So now there are samples that were put on here. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I love that.
I need to listen to this instead of drinking coffee.
Yes.
Please hold. An operator will be with you shortly.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
They use that music in our...
So there's a little button that is on the bottom that is Explore. And the Explore button allows me to look at what's in my folder so that when I'm listening to music... Now I can hit my Explore button.
Explore open. Sample 4season.mp3105.
And now I can just use my arrow keys to choose, just like I would on my computer, right? Where I move up and down my file list. I'm using my arrows to move up and down my music list here.
Gotcha.
So again, it's, what is it to use? Easy. There you go. Not many buttons. So, and we'll go ahead and pass one around. In just a second. And then we'll talk about some of the things that the ET can do that the EZ can't do. And we'll kind of go from there. Has anyone lost so far?
No.
No.
No one lost so far. Any questions so far?
How do you make it record different things? Like, mine automatically goes to MP3 right now.
It's under record settings, and I'll have to look it up in the user guide. Okay. I don't remember. It's under options.
Yep. And it's formats. It has its own for formats.
Yeah.
And then you can change your bitrate and how much you want to save it.
That's pretty neat.
And it's basic menus, easy to get through with your arrows.
I read the user guide before I got here.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you were a lot smarter than me.
I read the manual cover to cover all the time.
I did too, but I forgot 3 points of it.
I can truthfully say I've never read the manual cover to cover. Because I don't have the attention span for a manual.
That was the first book I ever had before I even knew how to put them on, so yeah, I read it.
But see, as I move along, and here's record settings.
Record settings.
I hit enter.
Recording quality, standard quality.
Yep.
Record method settings, microphone. Microphone sensitivity 4. Record alert settings B. Recording save disk, flash disk.
So I can choose the
quality, standard quality.
Now I can change my quality.
Switch quality. User defined. High quality wave. High quality MP3. Standard quality.
So this is just under record. This is just under the recording settings that we went to. And if I want to cancel that, I can use my cancel button, which is in the lower left hand corner. And it just takes me out of level and goes back to the record settings. Does that help?
Yay!
What other questions do we have so far?
Dave, I have a question about Wi-Fi.
Bring it on.
I think both of the units will get NFB Newsline, is that right?
They will get NFB Newsline, not at this exact second, but they will.
Okay.
One of the things to keep in mind with both of these products is they're very much towards the beginning of their life cycle.
Yeah.
And so things are being added all the time. And that is something that will be added.
The reason I ask is because one of the unnamed competing products...
The Brook.
...will get...
Yes, it will.
Line, ...but not under all Wi-Fi conditions can it do that.
In
a hotel, you can't usually cannot.
Right, and that's going to be the same here. And the reason for that is that neither device, whether it's the Stream or the Blaze, has a web browser. And a lot of what you need for enterprise networking when you're dealing with Wi-Fi networks is the ability to go to a web page and agree to something.
Yeah.
And we don't have that ability to do it. So you'd be cranky for Wi-Fi with the Blaze or with the Babbling Brook at this convention, at this hotel.
What about public Wi-Fi networks, you know, cafes or more open?
It'll work fine. I have a good friend who goes to Starbucks every day because he's too cheap to get his own Wi-Fi network. And so it's cheaper to, you know, have someone drive him to Starbucks and he can use their network, I guess.
But it depends. Municipal Wi-Fis don't. So if you're going to a city that says that they have free internet, usually you have to log in and prove that you're a citizen of that. So
right.
It really just depends what kind of effort that you're going to get into to be able to find that.
Gotcha.
So this will work on Wi-Fi networks if you have to. No, you can put in a security key, so you can use WPA keys and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
You can do that. But if it involves going to a browser to agree to something, we're not going to be able to do it.
That's like hotspots.
Yes.
I'm going to ask a question that I'm sure you've heard a lot
from
users, but where are we, or is it even a remote possibility that we might see audible.com?
It is
on there.
Audible is not on here. It is on our roadmap of things that should be very possible. Audible made life difficult to add new players.
If you listen to the Blind Bargains audio cast in May, you will hear Jenny Axler state that there are some options that are going to become available for Audible, but they're not available yet. And that's because Audible has changed the way that you get the content. So if this is not necessarily an issue that the Blaze has to overcome, it's that the tools that are going to be able to get out there to let the Blaze do it are not available yet.
But Audible is coming.
Amazon is restructuring the way that they do Audible, and that's what all vendors are waiting for.
Yep.
Not only hints.
And how far away is the NFB newsline, do you think that?
Not very. Meaning not very far away. Just to make sure that we have a complete sentence. It should be very far away.
As in down the hall.
Yes.
yeah. I don't know if it's right down the hall, but it's pretty close. Sooner rather than later. How's that?
What do you think about, I wonder why other vendors don't do this. What do you think about, dictation features for something like this?
You know, we did it in the past.
They did.
The books
typing is that annoying, to type in my long Bookshare ID.
Here's where you run into issues with dictation. And so bear with me while I get boring, okay? Because we had dictation in the past. We had a BookSense firmware release that could respond to voice commands, and it was all cute and wonderful, except that it didn't work very well. Other than that, it was great. And the reason it didn't work very well is that voice dictation, you've got to have a decent mic, you've got to have a decent environment. I mean, think about the number of times you've texted or you wanted to send a text to Siri and had it come out with something entirely different.
Yeah.
And so what you get with voice dictation is that you want to make sure that it can adequately tell the difference between M's and N's, B's, Z's, P's, and D's. And if you have any difference in your environment, it's going to make that a little tougher. So voice dictation is great as long as it's super phenomenal. Otherwise, you just added a tech support headache.
But it works on the phone, though.
It mostly works on the phone.
It works good enough that most people still use it and are still, you know.
But the phone works through Wi-Fi and goes up to the cloud, like Siri. Siri doesn't do that remotely.
Well, and keep in mind that when you're an example of what Siri will do. I have a son, Cameron, that we call Cam, and every time I say Cam to Siri, it comes out as Kim.
Huh?
Every time, it's magic. Voice dictation is not fail-safe. As a result of that, you get into how well people can speak. It's not, I guess all I'm trying to get at is it's not quite as simple as it seems like it would be. But we did it in the past with the BookSense.
Huh.
On the beta team, I personally requested, that doesn't mean anything, but on the beta team, I requested Bluetooth keyboards.
That would be awesome for
the reason you said, for the exact
because
reason.
Because that typing, that going through the numbers and then lowercase and uppercase.
Here's as much as I can tell you about that. There are lots of things that you can use Bluetooth for, and we are interested in lots of them.
What about Braille support?
We are interested in Braille support, and there are different ways it can be done.
What about podcasts?
Podcasts are awesome.
calls. Podcasts are great. See, I don't really know of anyone who does podcasts.
I don't know of anybody who does podcasts, Dave.
We do have a podcast. You have the ability to listen to podcasts on here. We do not have a podcast catcher on here at this point. It is something that we're interested in looking at. But you know, if I go to my main menu again, let's see if we can find utilities. Our podcast. It's under utilities, isn't it?
Correct.
Podcasts. There we go. So we do, and we have some podcasts that are included on here. You can add your own podcasts. At the moment, you do have to add them through your computer and transfer the URL over to the Blaze. It won't always be that way, but it is at the moment.
It's more flexible that way. It's cool.
It's good, though, because you can just add what you want.
You can. You can totally add what you want.
The same might be for internet radio in the future. Actually, I guess there is a database built in, right?
A small number of channels that are automatically pulled up in a channel list, and then you've got a database that can search just about anything.
That's nice.
And we'll do a search later on. We'll do that when we're doing the Blaze ET, because I'm too lazy to hit the arrow keys that many times.
Oh, come on, Dave.
So, Carlos is back. Carlos, do you have any thoughts on the EZ? You want to talk about how you use the EZ?
Yeah, I had food in my mouth. Thanks, Dave.
It was time that way.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Thank you so very much. I've been a user of the Blaze EZ for the last 6-7 months, and I've used it on books, multiple pages, scanning, as well as different menus like I have here, and I have had over 90% accuracy and. Yeah, it's a great product. I have a learning disability, so the Blaze EZ with its arrow keys going left and right is very intuitive and very easy. And to me, I feel that I could plug in a URL or an email address and a password much quicker than I would do in a traditional QWERTY keyboard. So yeah, like I said, it's an amazing product. The OCR is great. As well as the recording feature.
Carlos, have you used the color identifier, and how well does that work for you?
The color identifier works very, very accurately. I've used it on my clothes. Like today, I had to use it. I have a suit and a gray shirt on, and it did very accurately.
What color identifier?
There's a color identifier in the EZ and the ET. So there is an upgrade that if you go to upgrade. I've got the EZ firmware down in the booth.
Okay.
If you bring your EZ tomorrow, we'll upgrade it.
All right. Beats.
I'm sorry?
That's good.
Okay, good deal. What I like about the color identifier is that if I point it to my hair, it doesn't say gray.
After this convention,
it might.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
This is Amanda, by the way. So first, how come the braille on the buttons is so soft?
James, do you want to address that? We've actually looked at making the braille a little bit sharper. We originally had it sharper, and we had it too sharp, and then we made it softer. We may have gone too far the other way.
Yeah.
We've been sort of tinkering with that. The future Blazes may have a bit more pronounceable braille.
Okay. And then my second question is, in the recording, like, I have mine set to high-quality MP3. Is there a way to put, like, marks in certain positions, like, when you're recording?
Joe, correct me, I think you can.
You can on playback.
Yes.
You can
on playback.
Right.
How is it done?
You go in, while you're in there, you can hit a key to go ahead and leave yourself a mark, and you can actually do your voice note, too, if you want to go in that direction.
If you hit select.
It's the select button, the mm-hmm. little enter button, and it says
okay.
select mark.
It goes
mark.
To bookmark menu.
Right.
Although if you're recording a daisy, could you mark? Well, that's already ET, right?
Yeah.
Right, and I'm sorry, yeah, the EZ does not have Daisy. I looked this back up, it is only ET that has Daisy.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry.
I was like, what, I'm missing something.
I don't know these products. I don't even work here.
They said, do you want a sandwich? And he went, yeah, okay, go into present.
That's right. Other questions before we move on to the
ET? How big an SD card can you put in this?
We recommend that you not go above 32. I have gone above 32. I've done a 64, and it did pretty well. It slows it down a little bit, but I found it to be acceptable.
With that said, copy and back up your media device settings and stuff just in case.
Yep.
But that's a good question.
And the hard drive as well.
Yes.
Yes, the flash drive.
Yep. And it does have a 12 gigabyte flash drive built into it.
Yeah.
It's actually 16, but we get to keep 4. Which you want, because it gives us room to upgrade.
Yep.
Okay.
Good idea.
It will do the dishes if you go under Options, Utilities, External, Dishwashing. Yeah.
Blaze, I think, I don't know if I was trying to download too much, but I had a Bible at one point, you know, Bible would be, and... It's a Daisy book, it's a Bookshare book, but it, like,
Genbox is in bearing mode.
Sat there and beeped at me until it shut itself off. Like, it was, like, still loading. Does that mean you have too much content?
I'm sorry, what was it doing again?
I downloaded a book, and uh-huh. It happened with the next, like, 3 books I downloaded until I deleted a bunch of them. I deleted, like, most of the books I was reading. And now it's fine, but... It sat there and beeped at me until it shut itself down.
Yeah, it
happened.
What?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I haven't had that much on him at one time.
And it just kept going until it shut down.
I had that problem before, and I can say that with the update, it does fix that situation.
Because that's bad, because even if it starts doing that, then there's no way to fix it, because I've even tried to reset it, and I even removed the battery. I've done everything. And what eventually happened is it finally loaded. After, like, my 5th time trying it. But until it does load, you can't go into Explore and change or delete your book, can you? You have to connect it to your computer.
Yeah, it should not do that.
Does the ET upgrade since I got this unit today?
No. It should not. We have not put out an upgrade.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that's not quite true. We put out a very small patch after some of the original ETs were shipped to fix a battery issue where it was doing some flaky things.
Like heating or anything?
No. It wasn't. It wasn't reading the charge right. So
yeah, that came out of the beta. That was one of the last patches out of beta.
Yes. Yeah. So no heating.
Okay.
This is not the blazy heat.
Could you talk about the ET a little bit?
Sure. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to pass the EZ around so that you can see it, and then we'll pass the ET around towards the end. And the reason I'm only passing these around as we're going along is that I've only got a couple of them with me.
It's the same concept as the ET, you just have a...
There's like a braille thing, I didn't see the braille.
Oh.
Yeah, those are the
ET. Oh, the braille buttons say are on the EZ, and it says R for music, I'm sorry, M for music, B for books, R for radio.
I didn't see that one. 100% charge using
battery. Now I don't know why my little speaker disconnected itself, but we're gonna reconnect and then we're gonna go to our thing. All right, we're rocking and rolling.
Oops.
Now the Blaze ET is the same size as the EZ. It's the same form factor.
How heavy it is.
Do what?
It's the same. Everything's the same.
Yeah. Oh, you know why this died? Because the speaker ran out of battery.
Oh.
Okay, so no speaker for you. We'll just have to go with what it is. We can all hear this pretty decently, can't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that your ET?
This is my ET. Yes. Now, give me a little bit of a description of the ET before we get into some of its features. The ET has the same cursor cross that you have on the EZ. You have three buttons above it that, from left to right, are your status, your file manager, which I think is almost a start button, and then you have your OCR button.
Yep.
And then below your arrow keys, you have three more buttons, which are a cancel button, kind of like an alt to go into menus, and then a review button, which is on the far right. And then below that, you have a number pad, which is works very much like a touch-tone telephone used to, where you have, you know, two is ABC, three is DEF, etc. I'm sorry?
And so on,
that's right. All of the numbers are shortcuts that can get you into specific programs. For example, I just hit 4 for radio. We're not going to get anything in here because we don't have anything, an antenna plugged into it. But if I hit, I don't remember what these numbers do, so we'll just hit them and find out. Number 1 takes you to the file manager. So you can just hit, but all your 1 through 9 all have shortcuts that are assigned to them. Once I'm in the file manager, all I have to do to use the Blaze, the different features, is use the up and down arrow keys.
File manager. Media player.
That didn't sound good.
No, that's a ladder class.
That's a. If that was a restaurant, I'd recommend takeout. Now, we have a radio, and we also have a web radio, but this is just an FM radio.
OCR,
optical character recognition. Now, we have the web radio, and we'll go ahead and go into web radio.
Oh, yes, because it my phone went into its little... Where'd my phone go?
How do you connect
the
phone to that?
I've got a Wi-Fi hotspot on my phone.
Yeah, I do.
Right there. Put your hands straight up.
Oh, there we go. Yay!
Ooh, let's learn all the names, passwords. Taking care of you there, 440.
It's okay, we're just going to use our thumb. There we go. Yes. There we go. Now we're connected.
Yay!
So now we can go back out of here and we'll go to web radio. Now we have some channels that are built in, or I can go into my menus, which using my alt key. So now I go into search database, and I can choose my category.
Category is like genre?
Yes. Or I can right arrow, and I can go over to Word and hit enter. And now I'm just in an edit box.
Genre is not there.
I know you couldn't because you were being annoying. So now I can just, I can type in
category mode combo box.
No, go in there.
Category mode combo box. Word input mode combo box.
There we go. And now I can just use my keypad to type in a word. You know, if it was, you know, Jim Rome, if you're a sports person, or, you know, whatever. At this point, or I could put in radio call letters, and I would hit enter, and we'd see if it was in our database.
You were lucky with blind earlier.
Let's see what we get.
Oh, God.
For those of you who weren't here, tune into the podcast. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Or the podcast.
What podcast?
This will appear on the podcast.
What do I search for?
Oh, no, it wasn't above PG-13.
Maybe the first time I'm ever able to write sexy in children's.
So here we go. So it actually.
So it found 18 radio stations that are in the database with the word blind in them. These are boring.
Oh, that's a good
one. So there you go. So that's literally all you have to do. So that's not too hard, is it?
No.
No.
So that's our web radio. So and then I just added it to my playlist channel. So anyway, there we go. Any questions so far?
No.
There are cool little stereo speakers that are built into the top.
Cute.
But what you guys really want to see is probably the OCR, isn't it?
Yay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there are a couple things that the ET can do that the EZ can't with OCR. One of the big ones, I hit my OCR button. Now, if I go into the menu here, now, if I go into options,
continuous scanning off combo box.
This is pretty cool, continuous scanning. Nice. So I can do batch scanning.
Yep.
So if I turn it on,
Manual. 5 seconds, 6 seconds.
So this is the seconds in between and scans, right?
No.
7 seconds, 8 seconds, 9 seconds.
So I can choose between five and 9 seconds in between pages, and I can scan, I can do batch scanning. It's a pretty cool feature.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Now, what I'm using to scan, I'm a big fan of this, and Carlos is a smarter man than me. I'm using the scanner, obviously, the stand that's up here. Now, did you want this little piece of cardboard as well?
Yeah, that's my business card.
Oh, okay. Here, we'll scan his business card first. This will be fun. But I'm using our stand, which you do not have to use, but I like it just because it automatically gives me the distance away from the page. I think it's a 9x12 field that it has. So I'm putting it in the stand, and we're going to hit the OCR button. It's going to take a picture. Oh, did I put this on? Did I put this on? What did I do?
You put that on continuous, so
yeah.
It's going to wait for
me. Oh, it's going to wait for me to do manual scanning, so we're going to cancel that. Thank you.
Cancel.
Now we're going to go back and put this on.
Continuous features every manual.
Every manual. I like that.
I know Manuel. He's a great guy.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. It took a picture of my finger.
Let's see what it gets.
A one finger.
Flash one. Result. Open capture file. Open an external file. Options.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Continuous scanning manual combo box.
There we go. Continuous scanning off. Now let's try this again. I don't have multiple pages to show you the best.
Oh, I missed it.
No, you haven't missed anything. We're going to take a picture. And now we're going to see if it'll read Carlos's business card to us. It's thinking.
There's something on here. Somebody's food.
Oh, I'll
go find one behind this one.
So there you go.
Whoa.
Wow. Right.
I thought it was going to be funny if it said text not found. Pretty cool.
Nice.
I can't hear her. Don't worry about me
because
I can't hear it anyway.
I'll show you later on, I promise. Okay. So I've also got a menu here. Let's see how it does with the menu.
Yep.
Now, just like any other OCR, this is going to be mostly accurate. It's not going to be perfect. I'd like for it to be perfect, but I'd like for lots of things to happen. I'd like to be able to run faster. Now we're going to take a picture. Ooh, I hope I didn't. I was jiggling it, and who knows what'll happen. Which the stand, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be better than that. I am. Yes, I am. No, it wasn't you. And now this bad boy should read us back our menu in just a second.
OCR analysis complete. Okay, blood.
Now I hit it. Icky, icky, that's not good.
That is delicious.
See, it says expensive, expensive.
Okay, let's try you again.
Yeah.
And let's try to not jiggle the stand.
Yeah, he almost fell.
He called it a freaking stand.
Okay, here we go. Now, do I want flash on or off, do you think?
Yeah, that's another thing I don't know how to do is the lighting is. I never know what's good or what's bad lighting.
It is, and honestly, there's no right answer.
Take a picture. Options. Take a picture.
Let's try to take a picture again.
I struggle with OCR in general, I think.
Okay. Don't take OCR analysis.
Now, let's see if we still get icky, icky.
Oh, man, I missed it.
Have an easy.
What do you serve with icky icky? Yucky yucky?
Fries.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the combo meal.
Here we go.
Listen up.
I'm glad to open from 5:30 p.m. featuring thick prime steaks, fresh seafood, and for synthetic regional specialties like gator chowder and buffalo fillet. Enjoy a cognizant in our Everglades farm beside an enchanting 12-foot tropical aquarium.
So that did a bit better than Icky Icky.
Did that say buffalo? Was it a buffalo fillet or was that a
buffalo fillet?
Oh, okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a buffet misread. But
no.
Awesome.
So there we go. Much better than Icky Icky.
Icky Icky. Did she trade her EZ in for an ET?
When did you get your EZ?
2 months ago.
2 months ago? James will talk. Is James still here?
Yeah.
Or did he leave? Okay. James can talk to you about possible upgrade possibilities on that afterwards. Okay.
I don't think I can though.
It
went through rehab and all that.
That'll make life much more difficult.
Yes.
Much more difficult. Oh, there you go. So we've seen it. It did a pretty good job of reading. The first time it did a terrible job of reading, so I turned flash on.
Icky, icky.
Icky, icky. That's going to be
between highlight.
Between that and Bookshare earlier when we stumbled onto sex ed for visually impaired.
I will never forget that.
You're right, I'll never forget that.
I'll be calling him.
That was awesome. Yeah. It's been an eventful day in Dave's workshops. But any other questions so far on the ET?
I have a lot. No, I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't mean to be late.
Oh, that's okay. Bring on your... we can do a recording.
I've been recording.
Oh, excellent. So we've been recording, and now I'm recording.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
That's right. And then I always scoop this up. I hit the select button to make it quit recording. And I always try something else.
Yeah.
Oops.
I always accidentally hit the select button when I like to stop, but that's not what you're supposed to do.
The select stops because it's
Oh, excellent. So we've been recording and now I'm recording.
Oh, that's cool.
What was that?
That was better than the recording on the stream.
Why, yes it is.
It's better.
That's because the stream evaporates under a blaze of heat.
And it was amazing.
That was sick. That was so cool.
We just sucked the life out of the stream.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You had to.
Yes, man.
So the recording, and this was just ordinary recording. This was speech quality recording. So it was nothing spectacular. The record, there is kind of a cool hot key. You can just hit the record button and release it. Then you can go up and down the menus of the recordings that you have.
Oh, what is the hot key? Like,
you just press and release the record button.
Could whoever is using the iPhone please turn it down or something? It's hard to hear. Yeah, we can.
This is us again. So, any other questions so far? We've played with the recording quality.
What is the user defined option?
The user defined option.
It's in the recording settings.
You know, to be brutally honest, I've never played with it. I think what it will let, I do know what it will do. It will let you assign things like different preamps and microphone sensitivity levels. It'll let you create sort of your own customized bit.
Oh, wow.
So if your Blind ZZ is having trouble with clipping a lot, could you use that maybe to fix it?
It's conceivable. I really would appreciate whoever the iPhone is in the back if you'd quit.
Yeah, I really would too.
When you use that, if you're having something with clipping, you want to play with the sensitivity level of the microphone and recording, and you can test that. Like if you're using it in class, you might use it on another level, and if you're in your home making yourself a voice message, you might want to back it off a little bit.
Right.
I'm using it like a foot away from, like maybe 2 feet away from my mouth, and I'm talking into it or doing music.
Right. So you might want to pull that down to like a 3 or 2.
It's recording.
Yeah. Anything really high like that, it will. It's looking for something like a larger room like this.
15 minutes.
So you want to pull that down, and you can experiment with it because once when you do know how the sensitivities work, it'll be better and give you better recordings. So you know the machine.
Freaking out.
Yeah, no,
it
will not do that. Hey, you want to
do the
remote?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there is a really cool remote that comes with the stand.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen a stand or the mentioned.
Okay, and we'll pass the stand and the remote around. The really cool. Oh, yeah. And this comes into. This is a nice segue into our show special for the Blaze EZ and ET.
Yes.
The ET is. We have ET and EZ for. For $6.95 and $7.95 respectively, except that we're giving away a free premium option package that has the stand, the remote, whatever the rest of the stuff is, the docking station, the extra battery, the extra charger.
And the cradle.
Just the stand and the remote and stuff when I'm buying a whole new ET or EZ?
$99.
Not bad.
And the beauty of this stand is not only does it work really well for scanning, but you can harm people with it.
I think carrying a stand in my backpack, you can sure.
Yeah.
It's a metal.
That'll be good with the stand for. I love it.
So the wired remote I can plug in, and from anywhere, I don't have to be in OCR, but from anywhere I can just hit the OCR button and it'll jump to take a picture, and then it'll take a picture.
Wow.
And here we go. Now we'll hit it again. It takes a picture. It thinks for a second. Come on, buddy. There we go. And we're taking a picture of our icky icky.
I like the batch scanning that you do.
That batch scanning is amazing.
That's why I want the Blaze ET now. I'm like so
mad. Okay, there we go. So it's
a wired remote.
I'm sorry?
It's a wired remote.
It is a wired remote.
That's nice.
And both ends are micro USB.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you could put an extension cord on there if you wanted to.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Kind
of
cool.
Never thought that.
And the cradle that ships in the premium option pack is very convenient, so you can charge two batteries at once.
You can charge two batteries at once, and you can be using your Blaze at the same time.
Jeez.
Absolutely.
So you'd have multiple things going at one time.
Hey, that's cool. OCR analysis
completed. Dave, can I ask you an objective question since I know you're completely objective?
Sure.
It's his middle name.
Sure.
What would you say to someone that's thinking about switching from Babbling Brook?
OCR. From the Babbling Brook? I guess I would say a couple things. One, the stream is a good product. It's a very good product. There are a couple things that I would argue. One, if you're never going to use the OCR feature, if you're not going to use the Bluetooth feature, if you're not going to use the color identifier feature or the other stuff with the camera, this may not be the right option for you. I mean, obviously I'd like for it to be, but it may not be. They make a very good product. It's been around for a long time. They're certainly significantly cheaper, but you're getting fewer options with it. So I think you would have to evaluate what you want your digital book reader to be able to do, what operating system, you know, what user interface you like, and then decide accordingly. If you're looking at switching, I think we offer a number of things. We offer a lot of possibilities with the camera that we've just begun to touch on that will be expanded greatly in the future. We already have things in the ET, like a memo, a little text memo bit where you can use your T9 keyboard for writing short notes or memos. Right. We have Bluetooth. Bluetooth has obvious future possibilities, yeah. Which especially when you combine it with things like memo writers become extremely obvious. So this is something that's more in the beginning of its life cycle. I think it has more possibilities because of some of the things that are inside.
That's so cool.
What's
the color
test? It is a Bluetooth 4.0 as well.
Oh, the color detector, let's see if it connects. Let's see. And the color detector, it works about as well as other color detectors, which means it has its good days and its bad days.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know who tells the right color for my clothes.
It at least doesn't tell me that my hair is gray, so I'm excited about that.
Is that the truth, though?
It is. Now, we're going to give the color trier a try. And the reason I give the color identifier sort of the caveat of, you know, works as well as the other ones is it has its days. It has its moments just like any of the color identifiers.
Oh, yeah.
External apps. No, this is something I can't tell you about under external apps, but if I happen to go in here. Oh my gosh, Skype is under external apps.
What?
Skype? You had that on your.
Is this on ET?
Yes.
Yes, you told us about it.
I know, but I'm not really supposed to, so now I've stumbled across it.
Now I know I want it. Since he's already got my credit card number.
That's right. So now we'll go under utilities. Color reader. Let's go to the color reader. Now, let's see if the flash is on. I find the flash better on. And now we're going to give this a try. We're going to see what it says.
I'm going to come here. I want to see what it says on mine.
It's on. There you go.
I like the way it focuses.
Oh, yeah, this is very cool. If you go down here, you've got the RGB results, so you can figure out how much of each color.
Oh.
Doesn't mean a whole lot to me, but it does. And what it essentially means is it's a white shirt that's probably not as white as it used to be.
No, it'll say gray for white.
Yeah, no, but that's usually what these things mean is that the white's not like snow white. White.
Yeah.
Purest driven snow white.
I think you should try it online. I want to see this.
What do you want to try it on?
Try it on my jacket.
On your jacket?
Right here.
You're just trying to get me to touch
me. You're married and so am I. Be quiet.
Hold on, I'm looking at that.
Oh, you got it.
Here we go. Now we're going up to capture image.
You know you got to pull your clothes over too for this. Yes.
That's actually.
Not hooray, Blu-ray. This is on the EZ, and I forget if we're where we are with this. If it's not on the EZ, it will be. And
I don't
think
know whether I have an update or not.
I think I believe the color recognizer is already on the EZ.
It's on the firmware.
I'm gonna come to your
booth. I think it was a firmware update.
And I've got the new firmware down in the booth.
He hears something vibrating.
I don't know.
I was hearing that earlier too.
Where did it come
from? Like that?
Wow.
I have no idea.
Somebody lost their phone and is trying to find it.
That's right.
I left it on vibrate.
Like this little.
Oh, there it goes again.
Can you imagine how that's going to sound on my speakers at home?
That's going to be, oh, it's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
I have speakers in my room.
All right, we're being threatened with the end of our time, so we've got to take our last few questions. What are they? Bring them on.
One quick question?
Yes.
Depending on where you're at and you are taking pictures, how accurate is the lighting situation with the blazes in the blazes?
The easiest way to answer that is that it's a digital cameras in general are highly light sensitive.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So everything is dependent on, and it's not always obvious things with lighting. You can have shadows that we blind people don't really realize are there. There can be a lot of lighting hassles. We are as accurate as anything else is out there, and I think more than some things that are out there. But you can make the EZ or the ET screw up. I can make anything screw up.
But it does help if you go around in your house and try it in different rooms during different parts of the day.
Yeah.
Because you might have sun exposure, which can make it work really well, really accurate.
Yes,
if you go to do it at night, you're like, wait a minute, it worked 6 hours ago.
What I do in my office when I do scanning with digital cameras is I close the blinds and turn the overhead light on,
right,
regardless of the time of day, because if it's cloudy, sunny, in between, whatever, it gives me total control of the lighting source.
Nice.
And I am a control freak, and that's what you want for a digital camera. You want total control.
Why you're working for him.
Most closets in newer houses are using track lighting or 40-watt light bulbs and probably won't work out very well, so you might have to take your clothes into another room.
Okay, like at my grandparents' house, they have a light. I think it's really bright, but it's narrow. Like,
that works.
Their overhead light is like...
Oh,
that works. That
it
works.
Should work.
It's a thin beam.
A lot of it's, here's what it comes down to.
And the rest of the room is like dark corners, but it's bright.
Then I would stay stay out of the dark corners. Here's what it comes down to.
Above light is what it means.
What it comes down to with us or any digital camera that's out there is you've just got to experiment and know your surroundings.
Yep. Where is the camera on it?
The camera is in the back. It is on, if you hold the, it's on, yeah, it's a little square. It's right in the middle on the back.
I saw it in the middle, yeah.
The opposite from the power button.
And then there's a battery on the bottom of the
battery's on the bottom, and it has a little sliding door. You just pop the door off and yank the battery out.
Yeah.
Can we come up and look at the ET after the
computer? No!
No?
Oh, wait, yes.
What?
He wanted to know if he could come up and look at the ET.
Oh, when you told him.
And I hadn't said no in at least an hour, so it was imperative that I say no. There's an EZ floating around. There's not an ET floating around. Is it easier for you guys to come up, or do you want me just to pass the ET around?
Why don't you pass it around?
Okay, I'm going to turn it off so that when we randomly hit buttons, we don't get bizarro things happening.
Now, does that act in that app or both? Did I hear you wrong? It can act as a light detector as well?
It does not act as a light detector. It acts as a color detector.
Just a color detector.
Right.
A light or a light detector?
That'll be handy.
That gets into a whole separate issue.
That's add 200 hours to
the light detector.
Yeah, and the explosions on the exhibit hall floor.
That's right.
The light detector is the person.
No, I want to jump up to the exhibit hall and go to the other one now.
One thing I can say about both products is I myself, I'm in a wheelchair, and I have been able to put documents on my lap, and I can scan it, and it works perfectly fine.
Nice.
You can use the Blaze EZ.
I can even do it. Oh, man.
I'm sorry?
You can use the other one.
You can use either one of these guys one-handed, and I usually do. This is a small thing that with one of the... I'm a huge user of my phone. I use everything on my phone. I have the KNFB reader on my phone. I have QR readers on my phone. I have everything on my phone. What I'm not really good at with my phone is multitasking. So if I'm walking somewhere and I'm trying to get my thumb to slide where I want it to go on the phone, and that's one time that I really like the buttons. I can tell where I am.
Yes.
My thumb knows where it is, and so I can do something while I'm moving.
With my cane in one hand. And the EZ in my purse, and one hand sitting in my purse, and headphones on and using the blade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and like I like to use these when I run, and I don't use my phone when I run because my hands get slippery. And, you know, and so I like to have the buttons.
If you use mass transit, having your schedule in the dock, flipping over to FM to see what the traffic is, and then flipping back to your book. It's really great to be able to do that on the fly, one hand.
Really?
Yes.
With the Easy
or the ET, but I learned it on the XT. And that's what I used it for, was I would sit at the bus stop waiting for buses in Austin. I would check the transit, then I would flip over to FM to check to see if there was any traffic problems.
Cool.
And then roll right back to my book until the bus drove up.
That's so cool.
And you just flip, which I would have had to hit the home button, go to app switcher, and on and on and on.
Right.
It's much easier if you're looking to, and plus, maybe my battery's not good on my phone. Maybe I'm losing battery. Well, then I don't want to play a book. So I'll just sit there and I guess hum show tunes.
Does the Easy have an airplane mode?
The Easy does not have an airplane mode, but it is easy to turn Wi-Fi on and off or Bluetooth on and off.
I made sure my Wi-Fi was off and just made sure that the FM radio didn't play because I wasn't sure whether the radio messed with the airplane or not.
What, you didn't hear it from me, but I happen to know quite positively that there have been a number of airplanes that I've been on where FM radios did not bother the plane.
It didn't bother. No, never. I was on the plane and somebody had her phone on the whole time and she didn't know she was supposed to turn it off. So
That gets into a whole different soapbox of Dave's that we are not going to record.
No, we're not.
We're not going to do that. Okay, wait a minute. I have to see which way this goes. Do the buttons go
over? So you met with the transit, you met on your cell phone.
I've been either way. So I went to the app. Excuse me, I went to the website, took down the transit information from there, converted it over to a dock, saved it on the ET.
The published bus schedule.
Correct.
Dave, you have a question back here?
Yes, a question back in the back. I thought we had a question in the back.
What is the latest version of the upgrade for the Easy?
It is officially still at, I think, 1.0, but we released a patch back in May.
Oh, you?
So that if you go to upgrade, if there's a more current upgrade version, it will grab it.
And it will tell you whether you have the current version or not.
Yes.
And I do have the current version in the booth.
Can you upgrade on Wi-Fi?
Okay. You can upgrade online on Wi-Fi, absolutely.
Can we get a guide with it when it comes?
Yes.
Yes.
A Braille guide, a print guide, and
he said that in the. I remember that he said that in the podcast.
And we didn't know what.
Depending on your Wi-Fi connection, it could differ from 10 minutes all the way up to 45 minutes for upgrade.
Right, and that's going to be that way with any device, depending on your Wi-Fi speed. Once again, just to talk about the show specials, it's either $695 for the EZ, $795 for the ET, and you get the premium option package with the stand, the docking station, the extra battery, the remote, and the extra charger.
Can you pick them up here?
We do not have them here. However, AT Guys does have some blazes here. You don't get the option package, but you do get to take them home from here. And they may be able to work out a deal with you for the premium option package. But they do have some here.
Maybe the opportunity. Right?
Hey, you know, I wouldn't want to speak for them. I know.
Thank you for a nice presentation, Dave.
Thank you guys very much. You guys have been a great audience. Some of you have hung in there for hours. God help you. Come by our booth, B3, B4, B5. Make sure to keep up with our Twitter account the next couple of days. Very important things happening there. You can also keep up with our Facebook account, where you'll see the same stuff that's happening on Twitter, or there'll probably be an announcement on the convention floor of some of the exciting stuff that's happening. I think Wednesday will be a big day. It's just me, but that's what I'm thinking.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast.
Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.